Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hi friends, thank you for joining us once again for the Retro Radio Memories podcast. Alright, I am absolutely embarrassed to admit that for the second week in a row, I have made a boneheaded blunder in regards to this show's information. Just last week, we shared a suspense episode starring Agnes Moorehead. And at the end of the episode, I credit her with the roles in the hit TV series Bewitched and as Mrs. Deagle from 1984's Gremlins, which would be an interesting accomplishment as Agnes passed away in 1974. I have no excuse, although I do want to thank loyal listener Rick Doherty for pointing that out. In all honesty, as soon as he mentioned it, I just had to perform a facepalm. As Rick was kind enough to correct me, it wasn't Agnes Moorehead in Gremlins, but another great actress, Polly Holiday, who played Flo in TV series Alice, which was based on 1974's Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. I know that no one will ever confuse either Saturday Frights or Retro Radio Memories or even the Diary of an Arcade Employee podcast as being professional, but this mistake from last week was a doozy. I would also like to say that Rick gave us our idea for next week's podcast, and I want to thank him again for the heads up on that particular classic old-time radio show. This week, we're going to be listening to an episode of the Bird's Eye Open House, which was normally hosted by Dinah Shore. But our episode has special guest Groucho Marx and is led by Jenny Sims, who you might remember from episode 46 of this podcast. I had never heard of the Bird's Eye Open House before. No offense, I rely on the projectionist an awful lot for the best in old-time radio. Thankfully, the comprehensive website, The Digital Deli 2, came to the rescue. It turns out that Bird's Eye Frosted Foods, yep, that very same company that is still in business today, sponsored Dinah Shore in 1943 with the Dinah Shore program, something that should have worked out very well thanks to Shore's popularity, but didn't, to be frank. It was in 1944 when Bird's Eye and Shore moved their program over to NBC, renaming the program Bird's Eye Open House starring Dinah Shore, that things clicked into place. I'll be sure to include a link to the Digital Deli 2 site so you can check out some of the impressive original ads and photos from the radio show. Joining Jenny and Groucho on this episode is the radio series regular announcer Harry Von Zell, and the trio really have a great rapport. There's some funny banter between the three, especially when Groucho obviously goes off script, poking fun at the extremely long Bird's Eye ad. It's good stuff. Being a musical comedy show, we get to hear Jenny's rendition of Cole Porter's 1935 classic, Begin the Begin, one of my absolute favorite songs, thanks in no small part to 1991's film adaptation of Dave Stevens' The Rocketeer. Jenny also sings her 1945 hit, Cuddle a Little Closer. Groucho Marx also gets in on the act with the song Dr. Hackenbush from the 1937's Marx Brother film, A Day at the Races. Sort of. It was cut by request as the introduction of his character in that film by Groucho himself. Jenny returns to end the show with Can't Help Loving Dat Man, which was made popular in the 1927 stage musical Showboat. So, please join us on Retro Radio Memories as we sit back and laugh at the antics of Groucho Marx and relax to the soothing voice of Jenny Sims on the Bird's Eye Open House.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House. Tonight, pinch hitting for Dinah Shore, we have lovely Jenny Sims as our special guest, Groucho Marx. Take it away, Jenny.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back the night tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, promising never, never to came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin. They'll begin. Whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. Then we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin.
This is Jenny Sims pinch-hitting for Dinah Shore and bidding you welcome to another Thursday night fiesta at the Bird's Eye Open House. On hand to help up with the festivities are Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra and Joe Lilly's chorus and our special guest of the evening, Groucho Marx. And here comes my favorite pinup boy, Harry Von Zell. Hiya, oh, Harry.
Oh, you're just saying hello, Jenny.
Hiya.
Have you got a pin? Well, no, really, Jenny, we want you to feel at home here. First, I'd better explain to you all about the show, huh?
Well, now, listen, I hear the show every week, Harry. That isn't necessary.
Yes, do?
I sure do.
Oh, incidentally, we're cheating the audience, you know, because I had another joke up there that I left out. Do you mind if I do
well,
it now?
Well, let's start all over again.
Okay.
What do you say?
I'm supposed... Really, I had... You astounded me so the way you dressed tonight. You sort of flabbergasted me a little.
Well, thank you, Harry.
You know, last night I dreamt about you in that dress.
Really?
Yeah, it fit me so tight I finally took it off and put on my pajamas. Maybe we should have just left it out anyway.
All right.
Oh, but no. You said you listen every week.
I certainly
do. You really?
I do, Harry, and I enjoy it so much. And Dinah's my favorite singer,
oh,
believe it or not.
Lovely.
She certainly is. And I think that Bobby Dolan's orchestra is wonderful. And I think that Joe Lilly's chorus is really magnificent.
Huh? What about me?
I think you...
Yeah?
I think you ought to take off a few pounds. Yeah.
It's a fine thing. To be sure. It's a fine way to talk to me just when I'm about to do something very big for you.
Oh, Harry, I was only kidding. Really, I was.
Well, I don't like to throw my weight around, Jenny. I can hardly lift it. No, but really, if you were nice to me, you know, I might be able to get you a small job in radio.
But, Harry, I already have my own show on Tuesday night.
Oh. Well, I could get you a job singing for phonograph records.
But I already have a contract making records for Columbia.
You do, hmm?
Uh-huh.
Well, I could get you a bit part in pictures.
Oh, but Harry, I've already starred in pictures.
Yeah, well, all right, then. I'll get you a 4-round bout at the Legion Stadium this Friday night.
But really, Harry,
yeah, I know. You're fighting in the main event. I can't get any place. But really, Jenny, a little while ago while you were singing, I did a little thinking, and I've come to a decision.
Really?
Yeah, not to think anymore. It hurts. No, but really, I've decided that you can get along pretty well without my help, because after all, you're a pretty smart girl.
Well, thank you, Harry, and I think you have a good head.
A good head, eh? Why, I've seen glasses of root beer with better heads on them.
Why, it's Groucho Marx.
Well, this is something I've been waiting for. Here we are, Jenny, you and I, alone.
Well, wait a minute. I'm here.
That's what I said. Here we are, Jenny, you and I, alone.
Now, please, Groucho.
Find cigars you get from Von Zell.
Please. Don't start picking on Harry.
Listen, Jenny, thank you very much, but I'm well able to take care of myself. And as for you, Groucho, I hold you in contempt.
Is that so? Well, I hold you in contempt.
Well, I hold you in contempt.
Well, as long as we're holding each other, shall we dance?
Listen, Groucho, why is it that every time you see me, you insult me to my face?
Because every time I see you, Harry, you've got the same face. Ah, but Ginny, why should I worry about Harry with you standing there looking so lovely? All I can think of is what beautiful music we could make together.
Do you think we could?
Yes, if you had a harmonica and I had a piece of tissue paper and a comb.
Oh, no. Jenny, listen, I'm warning you. He tries that same line on Dinah. He's just a moth-eaten Casanova.
Vanzel, you're jealous. Jenny, listen to me. I've always been a great lover. Let me tell you the story of my youth.
Why, I'd love to hear it.
It goes back to when I was a mere lad. I loved a girl, and my boss's son loved the same girl. He had looks, money, position, yachts, while I was poor and had nothing.
But you got the girl.
No, he did. And now, would you like to hear another story of my youth?
Oh, no, Groucho.
He's over at Beverly High.
No, why not talk about something cultural? Let's say music, huh?
Frankly, I prefer to talk about art.
Well, I prefer music.
Art?
Oh, now, please, no arguments. Why argue when I can suggest a subject that covers both art and music?
What is it?
Spinach? Yeah, bird's eye, quick frozen spinach. Oh, yes, luscious, beautiful green spinach.
Spinach?
Yes, serve it, and you'll agree it's a picture no artist could paint. It's a symphony no composer could write, but it's a food everyone can eat and enjoy. Bird's eye spinach tastes so darn good, so garden fresh, you'd think you just picked it out of your own garden.
All right, but what in the world has spinach got to do with art?
Groucho, listen, have you ever heard of the painting of Mona Lisa?
Of course.
And do you know why she is smiling?
No.
Because she just finished a big portion of bird's eye spinach.
All right, now, have you ever heard of Whistler's mother?
Of course.
Well, I used to shave his father. Now, top that, you spinach hound.
It's a cinch. Bird's eye spinach will top anything. It not only tastes good, but it's so easy to prepare. With bird's eye spinach, there's no washing, no sorting, no sand, no grit.
No stoop, no squat, no squint.
Well, that too.
Shall we squint?
Where does it say, shall we squint? You can't.
No, but you can squint without seeing it anyplace. It's a body squint, huh? Like your car has a body squeak.
Well, that has nothing to do with bird's eye spinach. And you will have nothing to do if you use it, but take those glistening green leaves of perfectly clean spinach out of the package and pop into boiling water.
Where does it say boiling water? Well, I guess I'm washed up now.
Well, I'll tell you this, Groucho. With bird's eye spinach, you'll never have to wash another spinach leaf again.
Jenny, it's no use talking. This boy is spinach happy.
Oh, wait, Groucho. I'll take over. Say, Harry, we'll admit that bird's eye spinach has some connection with art, but what has it got to do with music? That's
well,
what I want to know.
Jenny, please, let me inform you of the facts now. The day Franz Schubert was writing his great symphony, he was just about to write the last few notes when his mother called from the kitchen, "Franz, your spinach is on the table," and that...
Yes?
That is why we now have Schubert's unfinished symphony.
Yeah, I've picked up more musical knowledge since I've been on this show.
Oh, well, not only musical knowledge,
vegetable knowledge, too.
Yes, and valuable knowledge, because bird's eye spinach is so good that you, too, will drop everything to eat it. You see, one box of bird's eye spinach serves four. Everybody always wants to eat more, and that's good because you can buy all of the bird's eye spinach right now that you want, and it doesn't take a ration point. And with these words, I leave you.
Now, see that, Groucho? We live and learn.
Yes, and after Harry's inspiring discourse on the arts, I've decided I'm going back to college.
Oh, are you going back for additional courses?
You bet I am. I left two orders of spinach in the girls' cafeteria.
Cuddle up.
little swinging, clinging vine, like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy, cozy, 'cause I love from head to
take great pleasure in presenting the Bird's Eye Open House players, who present a stirring drama of the medical profession entitled...
The patient had permanent yellow jaundice, or now he's forever amber. We now take you to the Hackenbush General Hospital. All is tense as the eminent surgeon, Dr. Hackenbush, speaks to the head nurse.
It's no use, nurse. I've got to do it.
All is in readiness, doctor.
Good. Scalpel?
Scalpel.
Scissor?
Scissor.
Suture?
Suture.
Needle?
Needle.
Nurse, you'd better turn around while I finish this. There.
Finished, doctor?
Yes, and I bet this button will never come off my underwear again.
Oh, doctor, was that plastic operation you performed yesterday a success?
A success? That operation I performed on Mr. Owens will make medical history. What I did was to remove his mouth and put it to the top of his head.
You mean you moved his mouth to the top of his head?
Yes.
Well, what good is that?
It's sensational. Now he gets up in the morning, pours some oatmeal into his hat, puts his hat on his head, and eats his breakfast on the way to the office.
Calling Dr. Hackenbush. Calling Dr. Hackenbush. Hurry to surgery. Hurry to surgery. Dr. Pitbrass is about to open. Is about to open a pack of cigarettes.
Well, doctor, aren't you going up for a cigarette?
No, with doctors who know hospitals best, it's red-headed nurse, it's 2-1. Oh, intern, intern.
Oh, doctor, did you send for me?
Yes, intern. What's all that commotion in Mrs. Blodgett's room?
Well, haven't you heard, doctor? It's a boy.
Well, what does he want?
But it's her son.
I don't care who it is. I left orders for that woman to have no visitors. Throw him out.
Doctor, he can't walk.
Well, sober him up and get him out of here.
But I...
Never mind. Forget it. Tell me, did you look at the man in 203?
Oh, yes, doctor. He wants to know if you will give him something for his stomach.
Tell him I'll give him $1.65 and a bridge lamp. Nice. Get the charts. It's time to make the rounds.
Very well, doctor. We'll start with Ward C. This
right
way.
Oh, no.
Doctor, this is Mr. Swick.
Oh, doctor, do you think I'll live?
Yes, but I wouldn't advise it. Next patient. Nice. While we're alone, have you ever stopped to think that under this surgeon's robe of mine, there beats the heart of a man? That reminds me, it's 3:30. I better return it to him. Oh, but really, nice. Have you ever thought of me as a human being?
Frankly, no.
Let me kiss your hand. Let me take you away from all this. Just see how red your hands are.
They're not red. I'm wearing rubber gloves.
No wonder your little finger tasted like a retread.
Doctor, this is a new patient. He was just admitted this morning.
Oh, doctor, I hope you can do something for me.
I'll do my best, but before I can examine you, you'll have to take off your overcoat. Now take off your top coat. Now take off your jacket. Now take off your vest. Your sweater. Your shirt. Your sweatshirt. Your undershirt. There. Now, what seems to be your trouble?
Doctor, I'm always so warm.
Well, that's an extremely baffling case. Have you tried a hot water bag? I think I better operate. Have you got a knife on you?
No.
Well, in that case, open your mouth. How long since you had your tonsils out?
Had them out last year.
Well, take them out again. They like to go out just as well as the next fellow.
Oh, doctor, look at the time. You're due to operate on Mr. Johnson in 3 minutes.
Bless my fluoroscope, you're right. I'll meet you in the operating room. And before I get there, Put some digitalis in the ether. Put some sodium phosphate in the sulfanilamide. And put some neochloroform in the penicillin.
Anything else?
Yes, put some rum in the Coca-Cola. On to the operating room.
Everything's in readiness for the operation, Doctor.
Splendid, splendid. Hello? Yes, madam? The operation starts promptly at 7. The tonsils come out at 7:15. The adenoids come out at 7:20. The appendix comes out at 7:30. And the newsreel goes on at 7:45. Yes, madam, there are plenty of seats in the balcony, but there's quite a wait in the maternity ward.
Doctor, here are the instruments. They're all sterilized.
Fine. Are you sure they're thoroughly sterilized?
Yes. Where shall I put them?
Just throw them on the floor. I'll pick them up as I need them. Ah, it thrills me to think that I, Dr. Hackenbush, am about to perform an operation in this spotless, modern operating room with these fine, shiny, surgical instruments. Nice. If I had it all to do over again, there's only one thing I'd do.
What's that, Doctor?
I'd go to medical school.
Here's the patient on the operating table, sir.
Well, well, so you're the patient. My name's Dr. Hackenbush.
My name is Endicott.
You wouldn't like to buy some life insurance, would you? So you're not feeling well, eh?
No, Doctor. This afternoon, I swallowed a jar of brushless shaving cream.
Brushless shaving cream? This is unheard of. I'm about to perform one of the most revolutionary experiments in the history of surgery. Gentlemen, this will make history. All right, nurse, I'm ready to operate.
But, Doctor, how can you remove the jar of brushless shaving cream?
There's only one way.
You mean...
Yes, objective Burma.
Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medico. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure we all would like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won a claim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name is like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die for something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend. A doctor's a man's best friend. Whoa, a doctor's a man's best friend. A doctor is
a doctor
is a man's best friend.
But you don't have anybody over here. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night. On his call you can always depend. With the possible exception of your mother and your father and your sister and your brother, your nephews and your nieces and your uncles and your cousins whom you number by the dozens. A doctor's
a man's best friend.
Say, will the general manager of the kitchen please perk up her ears here for a minute? I got a little something that should prove very helpful to you. It's this.
When you buy Bird's Eye Frosted Foods, and I sincerely hope you will, because they're always simply swell, be sure that each package is plainly marked Bird's Eye. For you see, there are many brands of frosted foods, but only one Bird's Eye. And the only way to get Bird's Eye top quality and flavor is to be sure the packages you pick carry the Bird's Eye label. And honestly, you'll really enjoy Bird's Eye fruits and vegetables. They all taste so garden fresh you'd think you had just picked them out of your own garden. And they're all so easy to prepare. No cleaning, no sorting, just a lot of good eating. So for your own protection, look for that Bird's Eye label. Because remember, for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. I know that you'll all be very glad to hear that Dinah is expected back on her show next week. The condition of her father is so much improved that she may shortly be able to leave his bedside in Tennessee and return to Hollywood. The pinch hitting for her tonight was a real pleasure for me. And now I'd like to take time to remind you that even when the war in Europe is over, there's still the big job of Japan to finish. So those of us here must keep our home front activities, must keep them up. Keep on buying more and more war bonds and hold on to them. Observe price ceilings and all wartime regulations. Stay on your war job till you're released. And keep sending encouraging letters overseas. The boys on the fighting front won't quit until the last shot is fired. Let's at least do that much here on the home front, huh? Good night, everybody.
Next week, tune in a half hour earlier and hear a full hour of entertainment. The Frank Morgan Show with Cass Daly,
followed immediately by Bird's Eye Open House with Dinah Shore, her special guest, Groucho Marx, Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Joe Lilly, his chorus, and yours truly. We are really delighted to have Ginny pinch hit for Dinah tonight, and we want to thank her sponsors, Philip Morris, for making her appearance here possible. Bird's Eye Open House is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
Speak. Speak for Gaines. A wise dog owner will nourish every inch of his dog with Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Dog Meal. Gaines is the complete meal containing meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need for strong, sturdy bodies and red-blooded vitality. That's why Gaines has been a favorite with veterinarians for over 15 years. Feed your dog Gaines today. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
I certainly hope you enjoyed that episode, friends. Perhaps we can revisit the series in the near future with Dinah Shore. That episode was broadcast in April of 1945. I'm not sure why, but the way Ginny sounded when she reminded the American people to not give up hope for those serving overseas during World War II honestly kind of choked me up a little. I mentioned the first time I heard Begin the Begin earlier was thanks to the film The Rocketeer. And I thought I might add that number was sung and performed by Melora Hardin, along with the song When Your Lover Has Gone. That is the same actress, by the way, who's probably best known for playing Jan Levinson in NBC's The Office. Well, we're going to keep in the genre of comedy next week, thanks again to Rick Doherty, as we visit Our Miss Brooks. And friends, I think that about wraps up the show. I hope you will remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The podcast is available on iTunes, and I would greatly appreciate it if you could hop over there and give it a review if you like the show. It helps to get the word out about our love of old-time radio. If you have comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at VicSage@Retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to the Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to the Retroist at www.retroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories podcast is off the air.
Sound of music so tender, it brings back a night of tropical splendor, it brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and out by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin, they'll begin.
This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye, and we hope to see you next time.